The legislature will convene in its first ever virtual session to re-examine the state budget and to address issues to meet state needs arising from the COVID-19 outbreak on Thursday morning. State Representative Tim Quinn says the full House did a dry run on Monday with a new technology that will allow lawmakers to see one another and the Speaker of the House as each piece of legislation is discussed and voted on.
There'll be a way for us to be in real time while we're in session reading comments and statements and concerns and opinions about each piece of legislation from our constituents as we're there in the special session.
Quinn says the public will also be able to comment on each piece of legislation, and lawmakers will be able to electronically raise their hand for floor time. The governor has put lawmakers on notice that the special session could last as many as 10 days. That's the legal limit for a special session. He says he's already planned to be in session at least through Friday. The special session has a number of issues for lawmakers to consider, 21 of them, and include everything from accepting federal funding to passing a resolution urging state and local governments to exercise fiscal responsibility with their budgets. Even though lawmakers just spent 45 days earlier this year piecing together a budget for next fiscal year, Quinn expects several amendments.
No one expected what we're in, where it's my understanding we could be as much as $1.5 billion off from a revenue side. Not only that, Leslie, but we moved in accordance with the federal move from April 15th to July 15th filing date. So many people pay their taxes when they file. So there's a three-month window there that we go without revenue that we normally would have. So yeah, there's a lot from a budgetary standpoint that's going to have to be done, and the budget will be drastically changed. And departments, both state and local, will be asked to tighten your belt through this pandemic until we come out and our economy is healthy and strong again. So yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to this. I think that's why they said 10 days is a possibility.
Lawmakers will also consider a number of issues dealing with education, such as waiving the requirement for year-end statewide testing, granting a waiver for seniors who must pass a civics test as a condition for their graduation, and addressing the existing requirement that educator evaluations be conducted. Proposed legislation will be made publicly available online in advance. Quinn says he's already received some input from a couple of constituents, and he encourages others, if they have something to say, to call or email him. Citizens can also comment on specific legislation online at le.utah.gov. Floor proceedings will be streamed on the legislative website, as well as broadcast on television on KUEN Channel 9.2. The state capitol is currently only open for official business to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. There will be limited staff at the capitol, with a presiding officer for each chamber. However, Senate and House members will be meeting at different times. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.